Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor. Now is our time for our visit with Coach Greg Morgan. And, Coach, for the first time this season, we're visiting after a win. And we were talking a little bit about this. You know, as far as the week goes, you say nothing much has changed, but those guys have got that winning feeling.
Yeah, you know, we needed this game, this past game, and go along with the message. If you do things the right way, you know, good things happen. And so, you know, we're trying to build off of this big win against Bryan going into university with another, you know, win. So our focus has been, you know, let's do what we did that made us successful last Friday, and let's get improved on it.
Well, we'll turn our attention to the Trojans, taking them on tonight. But first, I want to talk about that 35-28 victory over the Vikings. First time that Rutter has ever defeated Bryan on the varsity football field. So not just this season, but for the program that you're trying to build, it seems like that's a great stepping stone.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, any win is important, but, you know, when it's against Bryan and, you know, your in-town rival, it's great for the program. Our kids all week mentioned that they're always called the little brother, and they didn't like that moniker too much. So, you know, this gives them a chance to, you know, walk proudly around town and you know, around their peers in town, and knowing that they had a chance to beat Bryan High and did that, and which could be, you know, quite a while before we play them again with the supposition that Bryan's going up to 6A. So, you know, having that win, which could end a series or at least for a while, is going to be big for them.
I think Aggie fans know about a long time series and how a win or a loss can carry over in the next few years. But for you personally, this being your first year here at Rutter, first win, and it coming on such a big night, for you personally, what did that mean to you?
Well, it was. I was super excited for the kids, and you know, it got kind of emotional there at the end because the kids were coming up and being very gracious and thanking me, and a couple of them, we get it, we understand, you know, very, very appreciative of me and the new staff being in here, and so it got pretty emotional at that point, but I was really super happy for the kids because, you know, they've stuck with it. And, you know, continue to grind it out after seven losses in a row. You know, it's easy to shut it down. And, and they didn't, and came out and played four quarters of really good football.
Well, let's talk about some of that football, things that played a big role in the win. Obviously, Kevontae Johnson had another huge night, 34 carries, 249 yards, all four of your TDs. Kevontae is a guy that just continues to get it done.
He does, and you know, he's taken a beating this year with the number of times he's carried the ball, but he seems to be getting stronger as the game goes. And we got nervous there early when he had that twisted ankle, but he came back the second half for 170 yards. But you know, our offensive line and fullbacks and tight ends were opening up things for him. And he's got great vision, and he's learning. You know, that's the thing about. We're just now getting comfortable with our system, and our kids are gaining confidence and knowing what to do on, you know, every play. So while we still make mistakes at times, our kids are just now getting used to what we're trying to do. And so for us to have a win like that and Kevontae and the other guys up front on the line, I want to mention our receivers. You know, we haven't been throwing the ball a lot, but they're doing a tremendous job downfield blocking and exposing some of those longer runs that we have. So, we're still growing. We've only got 2 weeks left. So we're hoping that some more good things can happen for them and we can continue to expand or add here and there. So, it's just a good ball game. I think we had some key turnovers and that helped us. That second half kickoff was big for us, the initial kickoff. And then we had a couple other turnovers that we got, and were real good for us. And our defense continues to play really well. And it seems like we shut them down right at the right time when we need to at crucial points defensively. And, you know, we had – Yeah, Hunter Norris had 19 tackles the other night.
You know, wow.
Just an outstanding game. Casey Shutt, the other inside backer, had 16. So, you know, the defensive line are taking those linemen on and letting our linebackers run. So, you know, it was a great, well-played game by both sides of the ball.
I may mention all four touchdowns. Obviously, you guys scored another one. That one came on special teams. Giovanni Madison took it 96 yards to the house. He's another guy, a veteran player that's been on this team for quite some time, and you have to be pretty happy for him.
Oh, yeah, and you know, we've moved Giovanni all over the place. He's played corner, safety. He's played our flanker. He's played our X. And, you know, he finally got to showcase his speed, and everybody knows he can run, but we haven't been able to open him up yet, and that kickoff was the perfect opportunity, and it came at a great time in the game, mm-hmm. too. So he got to showcase some of his speed and talent on the field. So, you know, he's been a multifaceted kind of multi-position guy for us all year, so I was real happy for him.
Yeah, I talked about the timing. That was right after Brian had retaken the lead following halftime, and, yeah, it was a huge momentum swing, and you guys went toe-for-toe in that second half. And then you made mention of the defense, but that last drive for Brian down in the red zone, I know they had their backup quarterback Randy Johnson in, but I'm sure there were a few butterflies when he kept tossing it to the end zone. This passes came up short. Your guys were doing a pretty good job covering.
Yeah, they converted on one fourth down that was nervous enough, but then we held them on that second fourth down conversion, and you see the relief and the joy in our guys' eyes. So they've just played well all year, when we are able offensively to put some points on the board, you know, we've got a lot of confidence in our defense. We've kicked off. I've always been a guy that I want the ball first.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't worked well for us very much this year. Matter of fact, I think three times in a row we had an offensive turnover, putting our defense deep in our end zone, our territory, and they've converted touchdowns. So the last couple of weeks we've been, you know, deferring and kicking mm-hmm. off and letting our defense get out there first. And that's what we did the other night. We have a lot of confidence in our defense that they can stop people.
Not to harp on it too much, but what happened there with the whole kickoff situation? Because we were a little confused up in the booth.
Yeah, I've been doing it 33 years, and I never knew, and I'm ignorant to the fact that wind is a choice, and I always thought you kind of arrange yourself when you want the wind,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's I want to kick with the wind or I want to kick against the wind. So we won the toss. And we wanted to kick off. We did. Now, so at halftime, the officials come to you and they say, okay, coach, what do you want to do second half? And I said, well, I want to win fourth quarter, so I'm trying to arrange geographic east and west where the wind is fourth quarter. And when I said I want to win fourth quarter, that is a choice. So I still assumed I was going to return.
Okay.
And little known to me, and to a lot of coaches I've visited with, they didn't know wind was a third choice.
Okay.
And so if you choose wind, then your opposing coach can choose to receive or to kick.
Okay.
So that's what happened in both halves. And
right.
So, you know, Coach Rogers chose to receive again,
mm-hmm.
and of course you know we looked like a bunch of goofballs out there. We had our kick return on the field and had to bring them off. But you know, 33 years and I learned something new, and I've talked to several of my peers, and a lot of them didn't know it was a choice, and it takes away mm-hmm. your receiver kick team. So learn something new.
Well, we learned something new too, but hey, it all worked out just fine.
It did. That second half, you know, we got the turnover immediately and off of that, and you know, I wish I could have said we planned that, but it worked out great for us.
Coach, talking about the big win last week, but that is behind you. And you got some momentum coming into this week, but you still got to get it done tonight against Waco University Trojans. What can you tell me about their squad?
Well, you know, to us, we should know them. We were them a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a team fighting and scratching to get a win. And so, you know, we've been talking about that makes them dangerous, just like we were dangerous for Brian High last week. So, you know, we always use the analogy, you know, you back a dog into a corner, he's going to come out fighting. And so this is a chance for University to come out and establish themselves with their first win. And we don't want to be that team that they do it against. So, you know, we told them that we need to be cautious on how we're looking at this. So it's great to have that feeling of winning against Bryan, but University has enough athletes out there on their field that they can be dangerous. And so they're looking for that first win like we were a week ago, and very hungry. So, you know, we've been training our guys to stay focused, because this game leads to the Consol game. And, you know, if we put two or three in a row, there's, you know, some magic things that can happen for us. So we've got to take care of University first.
Yeah, you talk about those magic things. Playoffs are still a possibility, but as you mentioned, got to take care of the Trojans tonight. And, yeah, they're going to be hungry no matter what, but they've got this one circled on the calendar for homecoming too. So they're going to come out and firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be fired up for homecoming, and it's kind of late in the year, but, you know, our kids are used to being homecoming games, and we're just trying to get them, you know, locked in and focused on, let's take care of what we do. We need to improve from what we did against Bryan, and put ourselves in a position to talk about things that we've never been able to talk about here. And, you know, I'm alluding to, you know, playoffs. So, but that puts University as a roadblock in our way, and I think our kids are pretty focused on taking care of business and looking forward to, you know, the next game that comes.
Well, you mentioned the Trojans, winless on the year, but they do have athletes. Who are some of those guys? What kind of problems do they present?
Well, they've moved their quarterback. They've changed quarterbacks, I should say. They took one of their starting receivers and moved him back there. He's super athletic. You know, he throws the deep ball really well, but he's dangerous afoot. So, and they've got their little running back is super. He's smaller guy, but he's super fast. He reminds us of Travion Green for us. Nice size defensively. Their back end of their secondary is fast and can cover. So if you look at the films as we've been studying, they're kind of susceptible to the run, which is good for us. Really good against the pass against a lot of teams. Even though they give up some yardage, they're usually big plays when they are beat. So what makes them dangerous is their team speed. And, you know, if you don't contain them defensively, you know, they're going to break some long ones. And so, you know, they're similar to us in the fact that they're inconsistent at times offensively. So they spurt and sputter, and then they explode. Luckily, the last couple of games, we've been a little bit more consistent with first downs and keeping drives alive. So we've got to do a good job defensively again. You know, I think the pressure is on our defense to slow those guys down and keep them contained, limit the number of opportunities they have. And then our special teams, you know, for the bulk of the year, we're kind of quiet, but recently, you know, we've been making or coming up with some turnovers and getting some good field position out of our special teams. So, you know, we're expecting our special teams to give us some opportunities as well. So, you know, just we've got to get better from last Friday to this Friday, and regardless if it gets University or anybody else.
Hopefully you'll see that tonight. The Rudder Rangers taking on the Waco University Trojans. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you set for kickoff. Again, you're listening to Rudder Ranger Football on Willie 1550.